Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 169 for Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were weaker Wednesday morning in sympathy with soybeans and a stronger Canadian dollar. Values were around $2 lower, with the January contract checking in at $414.10 per ton. Spillover selling from European rapeseed futures also contributed to the losses. However, soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were both higher, which gave support to the market. Traders are likely positioning themselves ahead of Thursday's updated production estimates. Activity between now and then could be choppy. Commercial buying remains strong, with some players likely looking for bargains before the report is released tomorrow. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all weaker. Soybeans were 7 cents per bushel lower, with the January contract checking in at $9.89 a bushel. Forecasts calling for rain in Brazil weighed on values, as the moisture is expected to aid development of the South American crop. Values also sank in sympathy with the wheat market. Plunging energy prices have also sparked concern over the biodiesel market, which pushed the market lower. Corn was 1 cent lower, with the March contract sitting at $3.79 per bushel. The strong American dollar and large U.S. harvest continues to keep a cap on prices. China's stockpiling program is also bearish, as there are concerns over how much corn they are collecting. There are rumors the Hershey Company may replace corn syrup with sugar in some of their products. And temperatures in the U.S. are warming up, which could help loosen the tight rail logistics that are present in the system. U.S. wheat was 10 cents lower, with the March contract at $5.93 per bushel. Speculation that Russia may limit wheat exports appears to have subsided somewhat, at least for the time being. Analysts speculate that 6 to 7 million tons of Russian wheat may have been sold but not shipped, which presents a complicated situation as the ruble continues to deteriorate in value. Forecasts for the U.S. plains call for warmer weather in the first half of December, which is expected to help development of winter wheat and to be bearish for values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, December 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.